Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me the truth. Are you not mesmerized? Are chills not going up and down your skinny little spine?
What do you do all day? Not a goddamn thing. When was the last thing you did anything over there, that studio? Never.
Specifically,
you never do a goddamn thing but sit around and bitch about women's genitalia. You guys are disgusting and need to get off the radio. Jake, you're fired.
Look in my eyes. What do you see? Come from personality.
God, that intro never gets old for me.
I love it.
I love that intro. That's amazing. Love hearing that. I just love that voice, what it does. So, anyway, welcome to the Jake Pentland Show, everybody. We have a new screener today. His name's James because Jeff is getting married today. He's having his big gay wedding over there in, where is it, James, do you know?
New York,
I should know that. Oh, that's right, he invited me. Of course, I did not go. But yeah, he's having his big wedding, so they're all there. So James is filling in. We're very grateful. So when you do call, James will be the one you're talking to. Let him know who you are and if you want to talk. Today, we've got some news stories we're going to go over, but primarily, just to start the show, I really want to get into this. I'm sorry. Jen, say hi first. I'm sorry.
Hi, Jake.
I'm just so excited, Jen. They're not on the line yet, neither Birdie nor Carly is on the line at this very second. I just want to reiterate that. But I'm hopeful they don't chicken out and call in because I've been excited. I could barely sleep last night. It was like Christmas morning for me. Because, you know, there's a lot of craziness that goes on in what we call the cult or on my Twitter page and the fan page. And, you know, I love my Twitter family, but they're out of their mind. I don't know how else to say it. So, Brody's this awesome 15-year-old bipolar kid who's a hot mess, but he's a marketing genius, and he's also really, really brutal and mean. He created a fan page, the Jake Pentland Show fan page on Twitter, and it does updates on the show, retweets and whatnot. And being that he's Brody, he got, I think, within a few weeks, 800 followers, which is more than anyone listens to the show. So that was pretty impressive. So he builds up this update page, and over time, Carly, who's another listener and a friend of the show, wants to get into publicity. She asks to help Brody, and Brody gives her the password. And Carly then does some updates. She confuses some people unintentionally because people think that as she tweets, it's me talking. So people are talking to her like it's me, and it was, you know, she's practicing. She's new to the thing, so it was a little weird. So anyway, they all sort of decided that they would fix it, and I don't get involved in these kind of affairs. It's like, whatever, it'll work itself out. Well, Eric Spencer, who's like a graphic genius and my favorite listener, to be honest, the guy's awesome, he got the password from Carly from Brody, because Brody can be a bit of a hot mess, and changed it. So basically, Brody created this page. He got 800 followers. And in a matter of seconds, the page was taken, and no one will give Brody the new password. So that's what's happening. Well, Brody blames Carly. I don't know if I'm giving too much away or if I've left anything out, but so far that's pretty much what happened, right, Jen?
Well, that is the ending. You're forgetting the beginning of why this all happened, which was we were playing around in the chat room with you one night, Jake, and drew some pictures that were offensive to your mother, apparently. And they sent Brody, or someone sent them to your mom, saying, made by Eric. It really was made by all of us. I drew the cat peeing in Jake's mouth. I will say
it out
loud. I
was there that
night
in the chat.
Yeah, it was just fun. It was just funny. So we were apparently almost reported to the FBI for bestiality by your mom. And then there was when we saw all those tweets from your mom about whoever made these is going to be reported to the FBI or should be, that's when a few of them in the chat room, and I was there, I don't think I actually said anything right in the screen capture that Brody got, but but saying, where did your mom's sense of humor go? Like, we were just being funny. Where's her sense of humor? For
right.
that incident alone. We know she's funny. We're all fucking fans.
Right.
But anyway, so that was screen captured and sent to your mom as well.
Cyber.
So once we were spied upon, we were a little, you know, got defensive and had to protect ourselves.
And Brody...
So Eric protected us all.
...was kicked out of the chat room, which is why he did the screen grab, yeah?
Yes, we pretty much got done with him attacking people that are your friends, our friends. You know, we don't do that to each other, really. You know, just minorly, but not so much calling people whores and calling people's wives whores and things like that. So we just said, you know, you got to keep it, tone it down a bit. This is a fun place. This is our happy place. but, yeah, so he just got booted and wasn't taken back in, and that's when all those tweets were sent to your mom. And accounts were made up saying, why does Jake's co-host hate you so much, by Brody, which he admitted later. So, you know, it was. I think people were just protecting your name, Jake. That is what your fans did.
All right. Well, I see we have a caller on hold. James, did you get the 270 number?
I didn't do it yet, no. I will
okay.
do it.
Oh, yeah, I should have told you. Yeah, we're expecting Carly and Brody to call right away, and
okay.
Carly has to go. So, yeah, if you could check, I would appreciate
okay,
it. Okay. Someone called in and hung up.
Yeah, I saw that, but, yeah. Okay, just a second.
Thank you. So Brody has a history of getting his feelings hurt or getting angry. I mean, there's so many times. Like, for instance, when I asked the question about homosexuals, if they come from a dysfunctional background, I think Brody ignored me for 3 days and said I was a terrible person and hated gays and should burn in hell or something. And then when I said that medications, antidepressants don't work, I think he banned me and said that
okay,
I should go to hell.
Oh,
it's Eric. All right. Well, let's just go to Eric. It doesn't look like Carly and Brody are going to call in, so which I was afraid of. And but whatever. I'm gonna save my bitch fest for a few minutes. I'll give him one last chance. But Eric, are you there?
Hey, yeah, I'm here. What's going on, man?
All right. So it's really hard now because Brody nor Carly has called in, which is
yeah,
what I really
Carly
wanted
told
to happen.
Me that she's gonna. She told me she was gonna call in about 10 minutes after the show started.
Oh, she did not tell the host that, Carly.
Oh well,
this
she told
what,
me.
Okay. So I have to kill 2.5 more minutes. All right, I can do that. So. Did I leave anything out, Eric?
No, pretty much. She pretty much filled in all the holes that you originally left out.
Okay.
You know, this all started because of Brody backstabbing everybody, so we just took away what he shouldn't have had.
And I usually don't involve this stuff on the show or in Twitter. It's like, it's fun for me. I love it. I love all of you guys, but it just hit me, I don't know why, it just hit me last night that you guys are so much more entertaining and interesting than I am because you're fucking all out of your minds.
We are.
And I love it. In the chat, I mean, I've come in the chat, the first time I came in the chat, Eric also runs the Jake Pentland Show chat. He fucking banned me from my own chat.
Well, you didn't tell us who you were.
I know, you guys are very, you run that chat very old school. I like it.
We jump people
yeah.
in.
So Carly, okay.
You gotta get jumped in and jumped out.
Yeah, exactly. So Carly is sort of innocent in this entire thing, yeah?
Yeah.
Like she didn't call you and
really
say take the password. She was just trying to help.
No,
and
she didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, she didn't really do anything wrong.
Brody thinks it was her that took the password.
Yeah.
Oh,
he gave her the password.
Yeah, I mean, I asked her for the password, and I told her why. I said, I'm gonna take this account from Brody. I mean, I didn't like mislead her or anything.
Okay, but Brody doesn't. Brody's upset with you too, yeah?
Well, he's always upset with me.
Right. See, that's the thing. I'm so mad, Brody. if you don't call in the next minute, I'm going to dump this segment because it's starting to kill me. I'll give Carly a chance. Very upset.
Yeah, but this all happened, what, 3 weeks ago?
Oh, he just said
like
his cell phone isn't allowing him to call in. Says my account doesn't have enough to make the call. Eric is a fucking idiot. That's the message. I don't know how his cell phone's not allowing him to make the call. Try again. Just try again, Brody. Jesus Christ. Otherwise, we're going to speak for you. But it's upsetting because the truth is, well, since Brody can't defend himself, then I guess I'll make my ruling. He... he, you know, Brody will be the first to admit that he can get upset. So I think what happened is basically, Eric, you took the password from Brody so that if I did say something that upset him, he wouldn't go posting on as Jake Pentland and saying Jake Pentland sucks cock or any of that stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he originally had Jen banned from that account and said join Jake and Eli and left her out of it. And you know, he eventually changed it back and fixed it, but who's to say he wouldn't do that again?
I forgot about that. Yeah, he made the fan page for Jake Pentland. He said, join Jake and Eli every Saturday, and I was banned from it.
Well, we go back. I mean, talk about how crazy you are. Remember when Brody said that he didn't like you as a host, or was that Christine? Where's that crazy bitch? Where'd she go?
It was the two of them. She abandoned you first for...
She did abandon me. I'm so heartbroken.
Who'd she abandon you for? Two other guys on Twitter.
Travis.
Travis and then the Jew boy.
Yeah. So Christine was good. So yeah, so Christine and Brody had a talk that Jen sucked, and that was the whole Twitter war. I mean, it's upsetting because, again, the good stuff that goes on the show is just, it's there, it's ripe in Twitter and the chats and the emails, and I was trying to bring it for you guys all to enjoy, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen.
There's just as much drama in the chat rooms and all throughout Twitter, all throughout the week that is left off.
Is there a way to give Brody access to that page without allowing him to go crazy, or does it have to be a password?
No, as soon as he gets the password again, he's going to change the email and lock everyone else out. I know
exactly
what he'll do.
Because he is really good. I mean, the kid's like a marketing genius. You know, he got...
Well, that page also was a fan page for someone else.
Oh,
okay. Changed it
well,
to your name.
Tell me that. Who was the original fan page for?
I don't know. It was some black woman.
So I just took all their followers?
All those followers were already there.
This is what I'm talking about.
He changed the name to your name.
Oh, so I got all these people are...
You kind of stole other people's followers. It's pretty much a fraud account altogether.
Oh, somebody just called in 506. I'm going to go to it. I'm hoping that's correct. I'm just going for it, James. 506 error code, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Oh, James is in the chat room. I mean, in the screening room. James is too fast. So, all right, well, Brody's a... Oh, it's Brody. Oh, thank God.
What's up, Brody?
Thank God.
I had a little difficulty calling in because my cell phone wasn't working, so I had to go find another one.
I'm impressed with your tact and your being in the moment and figuring it out. Whose phone are you on? Do you have a limit?
I took my brother's.
Okay.
He's not here, so I just grabbed his.
So we've been talking about you.
It's all about stealing today. So
nice. All right, Brody, fill us in. Fill us in. What did I miss?
Okay, I'll just, you know, reiterate what you said, and sorry if I'm repeating exactly what you said, but I launched a Twitter account with the handle the Jake Pentland Show _updates, and my goal was to post updates relevant to your show and, of course, to promote you and Jen. And the account was formerly used as for my upcoming show's Twitter feed. And I worked to gain a lot of followers on that. And once I changed yours, I did the same. But that stupid ditz begged me to allow her to assist in posting the updates. And I felt sorry for
it. Stupid bitch? Who's the stupid bitch?
Carly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Carly.
Okay,
so
Carly
allowed
called
her.
Right. She
I
emails
allowed
me
her
and says,
access.
I want to be like,
you go.
She's like, can I practice? I want to do PR. I want to move to LA and do PR. I love your show. I would love to help with your show. So can I do it? And I said, sure, of course. You know, I'm not going to turn down help. I love help.
Who the fuck would hire some dumbass that can't even set up her own Twitter feed and has to take somebody else's because she's so goddamn stupid?
Well, I wish you were here to defend yourself. But, so Brody, so you give her the thing, does she do a good job at all initially, or what happened when she first...
No, she didn't post any fucking updates on the account, and since they took the account from me, they've only gained, 30 fucking followers, and there are just the regular listeners, because they're too fucking stupid and know nothing about PR, and shouldn't be running any fucking Twitter account.
Is this Eric you're talking about now?
Yeah, both of them.
So Eric and Carly together.
Yeah.
No, Carly doesn't have the information for the account.
Okay. So, Eric, you've only gained 30 followers since you've taken over. Is that true? I think that's pretty good. That's more people listening to the show. I'm like,
that's more than Jake gets himself.
I lose 30 followers a day. That's good.
I don't know. I haven't counted.
Right.
I mean, I can get more. Getting more followers isn't a problem.
So Brody's challenging you. I don't think that's fair because, you know, we're all in this together. We all want the show to at least get 20 listeners, right? I mean, that's the goal. And
get more than 20.
Carly seems like a sweet lady. Do you think you're being unfair to Carly, Brody?
Not at all. I let her use that fucking account because she claims to be studying PR and all this other bullshit. And maybe if she was studying it, she'd have a clue how to, you know, attract listeners instead of getting them to fucking leave.
Well, part of the problem
she has another account also, another fan account, just the same as the other one, same picture and everything, called The Cult of Jake.
And if you look at the two, look which one is doing better. It's not hers, and I don't have any fucking desire to study PR, and clearly she shouldn't either because she's horrible at it.
Sorry to laugh.
So, argue with that.
But she was posting as for The Cult of Jake. Everyone thought that was me, right?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Happen. And how long was that going on, where the confusion was?
For a couple
weeks. Right after the show when Thomas was the guest. That was the date when that happened. Because after the show, Thomas was chatting with that account, and it seemed to me like you were the one using the account. And I know it seemed like that to a lot of people.
No, it was not, because I don't know how to promote. I'm worse than all of you combined.
Well, I knew it wasn't you because
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you just use your account and that's it.
So Carly gets a chance. She also starts her own account, and she confuses people with where they think she's posting as me, but that's a harmless mistake. That happens. She's on the line. Oh, my God, this is great. Carly.
That's just a testament to how stupid she is.
Hey, Carly, how long do I have you for? Because I know we're running a little late for you to call in.
Just a few minutes, and I heard that Brody. Why don't you just shut the hell up?
All right, I'm going to let Brody. Carly, you two just...
Since the account was handed to Carly, I already said this, but it's only gained a minuscule 40 fucking followers, which is a testament to the fact that her public relations skills are similar to Eric's dieting skills. They're both fucking retards and shouldn't be dealing with anyone's PR because they're both embarrassments.
Do you guys have anything to say?
Carly wants to speak.
Okay, I'm going to let Carly go. Carly, go ahead.
I think Carly dropped.
Oh, God.
Bye-bye, bitch.
No, I'm going to think her phone dropped. She was doing good. She was ready to fight. You could tell it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, Eric, this is so great. You'll have to defend why she calls back in.
Hello?
Oh, there you are, Carly. We lost you for a second.
Yeah, because I just not able to hear him yelling. I'm actually trying to get on a ride right now, so I need to say it or I'm going to hang up again.
Oh, you hung up? All right, I'll mute Brody. He's muted now, okay? So I'd like you to say your piece back because he basically insulted you.
Yeah,
and I want to clear this up. The point of this is to clear this up.
I
don't want to fight.
But I'm actually on a birthday thing right now, and I don't need his shit right now, you know?
You're on a birthday ride?
There's a birthday thing going on, so I don't really need his crap right now trying to have fun.
Well, I think you do a great job. Just for the record, I mean, you contacted me to help, and I appreciate your help. This is not about saying you're not doing a good job or not. Whether you gain 30 followers or not, the point is that's besides the point because this show's going to grow, and it's going to be interesting, or it's not. So it's not.
Yeah,
that's,
and I want it to grow. I want it to be as successful for you. You know,
well,
that's all
you.
I care about.
Well, it's very sweet, and that's my responsibility, Carly. That's not yours. Like,
well, I know, but, you know, if the fictional's going to be doing stuff, the same stuff about you and Jen, that's not really a right person to do it, you know?
Right, and you think that Brody, I'm gonna take him off mute, so please let Carly talk, Brody. You think that Brody would, you know, again, had I said something that would upset Brody, you think he could have potentially been damaging with that account, yes?
Yeah, you know, I'm not the only one who said it, too. everyone else got it too.
What do you think to that, Brian? I mean, there's two things. You're saying she's not as good as gaining followers as you, which, you know, it's tough to argue. You're very good at that. I mean, everyone knows you're good at that.
Well,
you got Radio Donald
Oliver. Yeah, the fact of the matter is, if she had a problem with the way that I was dealing with the account or what I was posting, then why wouldn't she make her own fucking account instead of using mine and changing all the information on it?
And it's not even about that. It's more the fact that you betrayed everyone's trust and you're posting celebrity numbers out. That's why I was doing that. I was
who the fuck cares? It's Rosie O'Donnell. She's an irrelevant
she
fucking bitch.
She even cares to teach you a lesson. Why did you do that? I'm getting on a bad date. Sorry.
No, it's fine. Carly, I appreciate it. You're, you know,
yeah,
I think you're doing a great job.
In.
But, you know...
I'll just have Catherine do it. I'm actually trying to enjoy this.
All right, do you want to say anything goodbye to Brody or any closing words before I let you go?
No, I don't want to do it right now. I'm trying to have fun.
All
right.
Nice.
I think it's all cleared out, though. Everyone knows what happened, and everyone is pissed, and some are happy. So there's not much more we can do about it.
Well, I thought it was just going to have fun with it, and I honestly, when I've said it 500 times, I haven't been on that account since that day, and I didn't even know what he was going to do. So that's why.
Well, whoever is running it is a fucking retard.
We talk all the time, doesn't matter. And it's like, I apologize for being a dick, but now you are being one, so I don't know, Brody.
All right. Well, I'll let you go, Carly. You have a good day. Thank you for calling in.
Well, it's just, you know, do you want me to say all of it or what? Because, you know, like, I just don't know.
No, I mean, it's like this. It's, well, I think Eric's running the account now. I love Eric. Like, you know, between everyone, Eric, I trust you to, you know, to be pretty mellow and calm at all times. Like,
oh, yeah, of course.
If I piss you off, I don't feel
it. I'm at the park, so I can't really talk well, so I'm not trying to yell, but, you know.
No, you're fine. Here's the thing. How do we work this? Because Brody is, I mean, let's all be honest, Brody can get heat. He can get people talking. He can publicize. He can market. He can do that. However, Brody, as you know, I love you to death, you can also go batshit fucking crazy, right?
Well, only if it's necessary.
Well, you've gotten upset at me numerous times. You did do the screen capture in the chat room. You know,
yeah.
These people don't want to
but
be
But I don't regret doing the screen capture in the chat room because it was funny.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I thought it was funny.
Not
but
funny
these
what
people
they said,
want...
but funny that your mom flipped
you
the
that,
fuck out of them.
I'm going on the roller coaster.
Okay.
You're going on a roller coaster.
Carly, we'll talk about it.
Thanks,
I love your help. I'm not, it's not about who's great. Oh, she left. I think you're doing great, Carly, so don't sweat it.
Is
Brody,
Carly related to Lou Frigg now?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shut up. I told you not to insult her for being deaf in one ear. That's cruel. I don't mean to laugh. I can't. This is the thing. Oh, I love Brody. This is why I think you're great. Is there any way, Brody, where you could help out and use your skills and not go batshit crazy, honestly? What do we have to do?
Definitely. I didn't go batshit crazy once while I ran that account.
You did. You said join Jake and Eli every Saturday, remember? And you blocked me from it.
But that's not really, like... making any of the listeners, it's not losing any followers by doing that. It's not like I was flipping out at people and failing to attract viewers and followers.
No, and a certain amount of this fighting is good for the show. But the concern is, Brody, that you could take that, you know, get followers, get people interested in the show, and then start doing things that are self-destructive to you or to my show. And no one wants to see that happening, myself included, obviously. And that's the danger.
But
you're kind of like this.
That.
Well, I mean, you would, and you have. You do things like that all the time. So I said I'd be a fair judge if we talked about this. It's like, I recognize your talent. Man, there was a time, remember, where I was getting private emails about you from, you know, we can figure out who I'm talking about if we're all reasonably bright.
Oh, Rosie. Rosie O'Donnell?
Close. And then
Sandra
also
Bernard,
I had that one too. I got it internal too. I got it from internal people. That's all I'm going to say. Where you're a fucking maniac and you're like, you know, crazy registered sex offender is the stuff I was hearing. I defended you every step of the way.
Oh, that makes a lot of fucking sense.
Well, I agree. That's why I defended you. But my point is, I've always defended you. I recognize your talent. I told you if you came out here, I'd help you. I've given you advice.
Yeah.
I know that you never would. You've always been good to me. Even when you've had your flip-outs with me, you know, they haven't been that bad. I'm not as concerned as maybe Eric or Carly or whoever else that you would take the page and go nutshit with it, but I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little bit concerned.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I know
so
what
let's
you mean,
let's
but...
let this simmer. We're going to get to the news. I can't believe you insulted Carly for being deaf. I think you proved all our points there. But I find you to be very talented. And if we could just
thank you, Jake.
Polish this little charcoal piece here into diamond, I think we can get a good thing out of you. So I want to thank you, Brody. I'm gonna hang up. And Eric, thank you.
Well, thanks for having me.
Get on with the show. All right, thanks, guys.
Bye, Brody.
I can't believe the. This is
can't
the kind of thing
it.
I'm talking about. I can't. You know, people tell me I'm evil. I'm such a pussycat compared to that kid. Anyway, Eli, I see you're here. I'm so excited. How was your birthday party?
It was pretty insane. I must admit, it was for a one-year-old boy who wasn't even aware of what was going on around him, and there was all these people there, music, band. It really was sad. It freaked me out.
I love my sisters, like I always say, but there was a point where, you know, every kid got a, like the Cosmo and Ethan and I would have a one-year birthday. We loved it. It was like all the adults would come. But I remember sitting there thinking, I bet this baby, 1 year old, has no, well, maybe they didn't do it, but whatever. I've seen people do it. And you're sitting there going, they're not going to remember this. I don't remember anything before I was seven.
Right.
Maybe five. So this is not for the kid. This birthday party is not for the kid. It's for the parents.
Right.
And that's what it is.
What I don't understand, Jake, is like, why do parents try to outdo each other? I mean, as ridiculous that it is for a one-year-old, but like, I really feel like they compete with each other to show the other group of parents that they could throw a better party for their child. Is this somewhat... like,
well, let's be. This is his nephew, Jen.
Right.
So
are
his
they
brother,
rich or something?
Yeah.
Like my
yeah.
See, that's rich people world.
Yeah.
In real people's world, which is the majority of us.
Yeah.
They don't. The first birthday party is big, as in number of people, but we don't try to outdo each other. It's just you invite almost everyone, kind of like their wedding, practically.
But it's more for the parents. It's like, look, we didn't kill our baby for a year. It made a year, right? Like, it's a celebration.
No, it's celebrating their very first birthday. I think it has to be big or you suck as a parent. Just kidding.
Well, no, but I mean, we're going to move on. I just want to get this out. I don't think it matters to the kid at all is my point.
Right.
No,
like
No.
Like,
it freaks
your first...
the kid out. They're crying half the party,
trust me,
because everyone's grabbing at them and people
staring
they don't
at
them,
and then there's like fire that they have to blow. And they
but every
blow.
Birthday after that, it's about their friends. I've made it that way. The friends, their little friends they make, but the first birthday, it's just you know, a rite of passage. I think you just have to do it, and you do it big. And I don't mean big by money big, like. But yeah, we invited everyone we knew for both.
I think it's a little well. Eli's brother's got money. And it's that kind of scene. And I got a picture.
Yeah, we didn't have a band. We had the free police officer house, you know, where they get to hang out. We rented that, I mean, for free, rented that out, got a bounce, and invited everyone and had pizza. It was good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pressure. I think it's weird, for the record. I think it's bizarre.
Did you get a first birthday? Do you even know?
I don't.
That's
my point. I don't know. That's my point. I can remember, like, my fifth birthday is the first one I remembered. So if I ever have kids... what I would do is wait till they're five or six and they start making their own friends.
Yeah,
and
when
then
you have
I would
kids,
have like
you
a pizza
see the
party
preface
for their friend.
To every statement of yours. When I have kids, because really, when you have kids, there's no way you'd miss that first birthday party.
I didn't say I wouldn't like celebrate it's their birthday, but I'm not going to have a party with a bunch of people.
You will. You better.
This
is all recorded, Jake.
You know what? You're on. That's another bet. Add it to our list, Jen. That's another bet. I will not have a giant birthday party for my one-year-old. That will never happen. That's like what Joan Crawford did in Mommy Dearest, off, you know, with the tents and the elephants. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
anyway.
That's the rich people world again. You'll invite everyone that you know and have a little party, a big little party.
Jake, can you tell the story real quick of your younger brother's party at one time, the circus theme party?
That was actually a pretty cool party.
That was
my mom.
That made me really, really happy.
But he was 13, right?
But still, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, my mom did it right. She had a guy lit his own fart, and he could, like, color his farts, the fuel in his
like,
farts.
He had, like, tight leather pants.
And music and a whole act.
Kid, don't try this at home.
And then we had, like, this couple, they had, a circus show with rings, and dogs were jumping through the rings, and this whole thing. But anyway, enough of that. I'm not going to do it. My one-year-old's going to get, like, you know, an extra serving of pudding. That's what they're going to get their first birthday. should we move on to the news, Jen? I'm going to let you make this call because I tend to ramble, but I do see Carly's on the line. Do we want to beat that dead horse, or should we move on?
No, I think we have beaten the dead horse. Plus, I don't want to ruin her birthday weekend and the roller coasters and stuff. But
let me just check in with her real quick. Carly.
Hello.
We wanted to move on and not beat the dead horse, so.
Well, I told Cassie I'd call in, so I don't know what else to really say, you know?
No, I think it's good. You called in. I think you said your piece. I think you're good. Go enjoy your day.
Well, because, you know, like, I've said it 500 times. I don't know how else I could have said it, you know?
I think Brody, honestly, Carly, I don't think Brody knew that Eric, I could be wrong, but I don't think Brody knew that Eric asked you for the password and took it. I think he thinks you gave it away. And I think now it's been cleared up that you're innocent in the whole thing. So you're good.
Well, I don't want to hide my trouble, but, you know, I just told you I'd call back, so I'm calling back.
No, you got it. Well, we're going to move on, dear, so go enjoy your day. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Carly.
Okay, bye.
And all your cult people say happy birthday, Carly.
It's not her birthday, is it?
It's her birthday weekend, yeah.
Oh, what a dick I am. I thought she was at somebody else's birthday party.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't have made her call in to argue with a freaking bipolar 15-year-old.
Happy birthday.
I feel so horrible. Well, happy birthday from the Jake Pendleton.
Okay.
That's how we do
there
it. So anyway, let's move on. Come on. Quit dicking around, Jen.
All right. Let's get to news.
Yeah, Jen's actually like decided to be a part of the show now. She does the news. Check out how good she is. Watch this. Go.
Well, I thought I'd take it up a notch and report a little world news this week. So, Pakistani man buried his deformed newborn daughter alive. And by deformed, she was deaf and she also had a fairly large head and abnormal features. Thank God he didn't see Jake when he was born or I wouldn't have a host. Baby girl was born and found to be deaf, and the father planned a funeral service explaining to family she was born dead. Cries could be heard from the coffin as she was buried alive.
Oh,
disabled
God.
Children, particularly girls, are seen as a burden to poor rural families in Pakistan. On a humane note, and to my surprise, residents who witnessed the live burial reported it to Pakistani police, and the father has since been arrested on murder charges and could face death. The wife was unaware.
Hold on. They reported, but nobody, like, dug her out of it?
No.
Right. Well, I don't know if I call that humanitarian.
Hey,
I'm glad you made the phone call.
They reported it. Well,
winning.
You know what happens if you argue with a Pakistani man. There's just going to be a shootout. The wife was unaware and still at the hospital when the baby was buried.
Okay. Can we comment on this?
Yeah.
No?
And I have another good story. But, yeah, go ahead.
Here's the deal. There's no worse buzzkill at a funeral, especially a baby's funeral, than the baby crying. In the casket underground. So if you're going to do it, right, if you're the kind of dad that's like, I don't want to bring this person into the world, then you got to do it. You don't bury them alive. You kill them quick. Either chop their head off or you just make sure they're dead, and then you go through the funeral. So lesson learned to all you out there.
Well,
I do want to
say, even in Pakistan, just so you know.
Yeah, Pakistan, I guess they didn't think it out. But I don't have a problem with this, and I'll tell you why. You said he was poor, yes?
They're a poor rural family, yes.
So... And she was going to need extra care. She was going to need probably, she was deaf, so I doubt he knew sign language. They're probably going to need a tutor, which I don't know how he'd afford.
Or hearing aids. Yeah.
A hearing aid. And you said she had a big head?
Yes, and abnormal features, like some other.
So she was, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, nowadays, you know, in the Western, here in America, you know, you can get tubes and tanks and whatever, nurses. But out there, it's like that girl probably wasn't going to survive, if we're going to be honest with each other. Especially
right.
if she had abnormal features. Who knew if she had abnormal?
Deafness doesn't kill.
No, but this is what people do, and this is what people have always done. When you have an abnormal baby, you kill it. That's what we do. That's what every animal does. You
Not
ever see a lion
me.
Have a little lion cub with an abnormal head and can't hear? You know what they do to that cub? They kill it. Because
we aren't cubs, though. We are humans.
Yeah, but it's because we're human and we have that Judeo-Christian guilt now. Where it's like we've been told murder is wrong, and it's like, oh, I have to do it. So then you bring this poor little lumpy retard into the world. Retarded person, so I don't want to be cruel. And you bring him into the world, and you're like, look what a good person I am and kept alive. And meanwhile, they have a horrible life. You know, and we're talking Pakistan. Here, they might have a better, you know, whatever, living, cost of living, whatever it's called. They might have a better life here. There, she's going to be in a village. She's going to be the weird kid. They'll probably all poke her and pick on her and throw stuff at her. So I don't have a problem with it. That's all I'm going
to say. All right. Well, God still loves her, Jake. You're going to hell.
I'm surprised nobody called me or being okay with murdering a retarded child. Things are getting better. This show's going places.
I said you're going to hell.
Mom's
okay,
calling me on my cell phone, though, I just realized.
Who is your wife?
My mother.
Oh, uh-oh.
So go ahead, keep reading. I'm going to check my voicemail.
All right. Josie Romero, there was a special on her last Sunday on Dateline, and I watched what I could and read all about it. And she is an 11-year-old girl who is transgender, and she was born a boy and has been living a transgender life as a girl since age 6. She's one of an estimated 10,000 children with gender identity disorder. At 4, she expressed wanting to be a girl and wanting to have a vagina. She even had dreams about it at 2. After continued anxiety, sleep disorders, tantrums, and depression, she was diagnosed with gender identity disorder by her pediatrician after seeing many behaviors displaying such. At 6, her parents let her begin to fully live as a girl, a transgender child, which was difficult for her military father. At first, until he saw her moods and life change for the better, he started to feel better. In spite of the hate mail and death threats, her parents have stood by her decision and consider Josie their daughter now. Being that she's 11, puberty is setting in, so she is seeking puberty medicine that's like puberty blockers. And the use of these blockers is not new. They're used for children with early onset of puberty, like the little 8-year-olds from cow milk. And surgery for trans kids is obviously not available until 18 most of the time. So delaying it basically just gives them time to make a decision before they end up with, you know, in her instance, she'd end up with cheekbones, chest muscles, things that are masculine that you can't reverse, really. Or like in the instance of someone, you know, like Thomas Beattie, he wouldn't have had to have his breasts removed. He wouldn't have grown breasts. So they're going to basically give her, they are going to stop her puberty and slow it down to buy time.
What
and 80%. Go ahead.
What happens if she was born a boy? Yeah,
yes.
I'm so confused.
She has a penis.
He has. So he's living as a girl, like dressing as a girl. He's like basically.
You would not know she's a boy unless you saw her naked. Yeah.
Okay, so she's a what do you call it? Not a drag. What do they call him?
She's a trans kid. A trans kid is what they call it.
Well, she's not transsexual because that's the
transgender.
She's transgender. She just hasn't had a surgery yet.
She's a transvestite is what she is. I'm sorry. She's transvestite.
I don't know. They call them trans kids.
They call
them
chicks with a dick, too. But no, she's a transvestite because she hasn't gone through the procedure. No, I'm correct. I know my stuff. She's a transvestite.
Yeah,
so
it's changed.
Yeah, it's when you dress as the opposite. So wait. Hold on.
But she's living her life. Transvestites are different. They just do shows and stuff. She's living her life.
No, transvestites means you dress from the opposite gender that you are. Transsexual,
yeah, the
you've gone ahead and got your stuff
drag
shaped.
And drag queen, I guess, are the show ones. Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Exactly. I'm correct. I promise you I'm correct. So she's delaying her puberty? Or he?
Yeah,
hit?
Basically stopping puberty so that she doesn't get facial hair and chest hair and high, you know, the stronger masculine jawline and cheekbones. And
then what happens if he changes his mind and wants to be a boy. Now he doesn't have puberty until he's 18. Then he'll have normal
boy
puberty.
Well, good question. Yeah, 80% do not. 80% choose to stay their same sex. So
right.
She very well could choose to stay a boy at some point. And what's good about these blockers is they will stop puberty, but it's reversible, 100%. Yes, you would have a later puberty, but you can start as soon as you stop them. Then puberty will begin within 6 months.
And how many people have done this, and has it been tested by the FDA?
I'm not sure. I mean, I know that the first there's a doctor named Dr. Spack. Sounds like Spock, but no. And he runs the first clinic for transgender children out in Boston at Children's Hospital. And he just, I mean, they go through extensive therapy. Both parents have to be okay with it just for the blockers. So I don't know exactly how many it's been done on, but I know after watching her, and then there's a story about this girl named Jazz, that I really felt for them. And I don't know, I mean, gender identity disorder is a disorder in the brain. And it's not something, well, I mean, it says it. I'm not saying it. You know, I'm not calling gays a disorder like other people. No, I'm saying it's gender disorder, identity disorder. So they really actually, and I understood it a little better after listening, was that their brain is literally, can be wired as a female being a male. And, I mean, and there's proof that their brain is developed. Like, you can... There's medical evidence.
But they give them a little, like they say, was this a V6 or V8 Chevy? That
no.
kind of stuff? Like, what do they
no,
do?
No, just
do
how
a,
the brain is wired. You know, we're wired differently. If you run our brains, you know, our left side.
I love you, Jen, but this is the problem I have. You're new to neuroscience. You're not as advanced at neuroscience as I am. But here's the trap. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but this is a trap. Scientists get together, they theorize, and yet... You know, they'll say, there's this identity disorder. A lot of them are psychologists or psychiatrists that come up with these. There's no MRI, okay?
No, they've done that kind of testing where there's physical, I mean, their physical brain structure is of their desired sex, even before hormone treatment.
So there's
something that can happen in utero. You have a male baby and say, I start taking female hormones right now, that can rewire my child's brain, which is why I don't eat hormones.
Well, yeah, but again, that's you're bringing something outside into the child's bloodstream. Of course, that's going to change their brain.
So that's what they're saying can be.
Well, no, what they're saying is it's just in utero, right? They're just
born. No, they're saying no. There can be outside influences also in early childhood too. They're not saying that it's natural. They're saying it's a gender identity disorder. Like there's something physically different about their brain doesn't match their body.
Well, I think
which I never understood is what Chaz said. I never understood that until I really watched these and read about it a little bit, which you
should
try. But
when we had Thomas on, I mean, this is the kind of thing. I'm not saying it's not real. Obviously, they feel a different gender than they physically are. But where does that come from? Is that scientific? Is that their brain is just wired differently magically? Or does that come from... some outside environmental influences? From what I read,
their brain structures of transgender individuals has shown that their physical brain structures are of their desired sex. So no, they don't know more about. Well, you know, you talk about how men are wired to be hunters.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. Thomas's was likely wired at a young age to be a man. His brain.
Well, actually. Hold the phones. Thomas is actually on the line. Hopefully it's not Brody pretending to be Thomas. That would be awesome.
No,
Thomas, are you
Thomas.
There?
I'm here.
Oh, it's the real you. How have you been?
Hey, Thomas.
It's the real Thomas Fady. How you doing?
Long time no
talk.
You sound sick.
Sick, yeah.
Do I? I just haven't spoken all morning. But, hey, guys, thanks for bringing up this topic, the topic of transgender youth. Obviously, the issue of transgender youth is near and dear to me. Number one, I'm a transgender person. And I know what it's like as a child to feel like my body didn't match what I expected for myself. And number two, I'm a parent, so I have a vested desire to do everything I can to support the health and well-being of children. But having said this, I'm kind of concerned about the tide of what's happening for transgender youth, specifically the early medical and surgical intervention. And you've been talking about hormone blockers right now, but what's happening after hormone blockers in a lot of instances is the physician prescribes cross hormones. So the children have the delayed puberty for however many years, like 3-4 years, and then at the age of about 15 or 16, they start taking cross hormones. And for me, the bottom line is fertility. And I'm concerned.
So you mean Josie's going to take estrogen after the hormone blockers for a few years? She's going to start taking estrogen to get female.
Right, that's the natural course. And you know, they're saying that it's buying her more time to figure out what she wants to do with her life and everything. And you know, I don't know what kind of studies they've done. They haven't been doing this. I mean, 10 years ago, doctors weren't prescribing this. It's been kind of a change over the last few years. Kind of since 2008, there's been an explosion of transgender issues in the media, and more doctors are, you know, getting involved, and you know, it goes hormones and surgery, and I'm just concerned about the sterilization issue, because basically we're sterilizing our youth by giving them cross hormones at such an early age.
Is that the side effect, sterilization?
Yeah, once you start doing that, it's irreversible.
That's a good point. I doubt they talk about that with children, you know, when they're 18 even. So
they probably don't, in all honesty. I mean, just look at the amount of kids that are diagnosed with ADD medication, Ritalin, which is speed. Kids that are, just using that as an example, that are diagnosed with ADD without any sort of biological test. There's no blood test for ADD. There's no MRI. There's no CAT scan. There's no spinal fluid. So really, a kid goes in a room and says, I feel this. And the doctor says, I feel that you have this. And then they prescribe medication, which has side effects. And that's a really dangerous, dangerous precedent. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, that kind of thing would not have been allowed in the medical community. But over time, certain things have changed. And that's what I usually fight against. It is very similar to this, because the bottom line is, in this girl Josie's case, and Thomas, correct me if I'm wrong, it's a feeling. You're basically saying, I feel different on the inside as I am on the outside. So you go to a doctor and you say, you know, 12, 11, 10, 9, I feel like I want to be this when I grow up. I feel different. And the doctor then gives you drugs.
Right.
That, like you're saying, there are certain side effects that are irreversible. To me, that's really dangerous. I'm not saying for or against the transgender issue. It's just weird to me. Because when I was 9, I wanted to be the quarterback for the Denver Broncos. I felt like the heir apparent to John Elway. I didn't know I was going to grow up with T-Rex arms and be fat.
But your brain wasn't wired to be a football player, obviously.
I don't, but my point is, and you could make the argument that it's the same thing. It is. I mean, it's a feeling. Okay, but just hear me out. Don't jump on. Just for the sake of argument, it's a feeling that a kid has of something they want to be when they grow up. We're idiots when we're 9 and 8 and 10. Now, I'm not against someone. Now, obviously, I've talked to Thomas about this. At 18, 19, if they say they want to go through with the surgery, the minimum they have to do is they have to do a year of therapy. So even at 18 or 19, they won't just go. You can't go in and say, you know, give me surgery. You have to pass certain tests. So at 12 or 13, yeah, the parents have to sign off. There is therapy.
No, the kids have to go through 6 to 12 months of therapy, though.
That's what I'm getting at. No kid at 9 or 10 could go to 6 to 12 months of therapy on anything and have great results. Their brain just isn't formed at that point. There's a reason you can't vote until you're 18. There's a reason you can't go serve in the military until you're 18. And this is what I want to say, and I'll let you guys talk. If we say this is okay for a 12-year-old to walk in a room and say, look, I feel different. I need drugs that are going to give me side effects. How is that different than saying, okay, we're all okay with it. You're obviously mature enough at 12 to make this kind of life choice. Why don't we just send them out back in the mines to work? And why don't we send them over to Afghanistan to fight the war? Why don't we let them vote? If they obviously can make a decision like this about their gender and sterilize themselves and everyone's okay with it, how is that different? The reason
That's a really valid point, the age of consent. I honestly believe that children are, I mean, they can't think about their having children themselves. I mean, they're not thinking about their legacy or anything. I mean, you're thinking as a kid. And I know personally, if my parents were that supportive of me back then, and there were doctors who were willing to prescribe these hormones and offer me surgeries, I know that at 13 I would have
I would have done that. If I saw it on TV, I would have begged my parents to make these feelings stop. I would have wanted medical treatment. I would have wanted this easy path. And because everyone's doing it, there it is. I want access to it too. And you know what? I would have given up my firstborn child, and that's exactly what would have happened. I wouldn't have Susan, Austin, and Jensen today.
Right.
You know, it took me until my mid-30s until I realized that I really, this is the time I wanted to have children. At 18, I wasn't even ready. You know, and I hate to think if my parents let me do this at the age of 15, 16, and then later in life I decided to change my mind, I might blame my parents for that. You know, I've met a lot of people who regretted having their reproductive organs removed because later in life they did want children.
Right. Because that's
and,
a very
you know,
natural
children,
thing, regardless
yeah,
of
I mean,
gender, identity, whatever. We all get that biological clock in our 30s.
Right.
And that's what
it's
we're supposed to do.
It's not a male or female desire to, it's a human desire to want to have kids.
Absolutely.
And,
I mean,
know,
even me 2 years ago, and I don't have kids. I'm still not sure how I feel, but 2 years ago you asked me if I wanted kids. I would have said, I hate children. There's not those little brands. Now I think they're kind of cute, and I might possibly want one. So that's just the power of getting older. I'm 34. I just turned 34 last week. So if you asked me 2 years ago if there was something that would make me the quarterback of the Denver Broncos that would cost me my sterilization, I probably would have done it. And now thinking, well, it might not be so bad to have a kid. I would regret that now. Now, that's 2 years ago. Me at 12? Absolutely. You know, you just don't think. That's the whole point. That's why they're adolescent. That's why they're kids. That's why they're in school. That's why parents are in charge legally, because you're an idiot at that age. And I think, again, the point I want to make, if you're at 18 and you go and say, I want to have a sex change, you have to do a minimum, starting at 18, a minimum year therapy before you can go through the change. So you can't have it till you're 19. So if they're already saying that, then how can you then say it's okay for a 12-year-old and that they only need a year in therapy? They should not be allowed to do anything until they're 18. That's the point.
Right, and parents are making the decisions for their children.
And then if you get into the other thing, you know, if there is, as we talked before, you know, 2 weeks ago when I had you on, Thomas, when I was saying what if this gender identity comes from a dysfunctional upbringing, if there is, just for the sake of argument, there is truth to that, then you couldn't really put a choice in the parents' hands anyway because those parents aren't fit, you know, figuratively speaking, if that's true. So now you're going to say, well, the parents are okay with it. Well, what if the parents are abusive? What if the parents, you know, are fucked up? What if the parents wanted a girl and not a boy? And when he's four and playing football, what if the mom and dad comes out and goes, oh, you'd be so much cuter in a dress? And does
well, that's one of the arguments someone did have about Josie, is that they adopted a little girl after when he was about 3 or 4, which is when a lot of that set in.
Right.
And wondering, you know, what if he just thought they adopted a girl because they wanted a girl and girls are better and, you know, so she was at a young age to be making those decisions. But, I mean, seriously, they watched her go from stress and anxiety to relief once she was able to dress the way she wanted. But, yeah, when you get into hormones, I didn't even think of what Thomas said. I know you're talking about decision-making skills at that age is difficult, but what Thomas said about what if they want to one day biologically have children? I mean, I wonder if anyone talks about sperm banking some sperm or something, you know, for him.
The issue isn't why someone's transgender. I mean, obviously there are transgender people in the world, and we could try to point fingers and figure out why they are the way they are, why I am the way I am. But, you know, for me, it's the fertility issue. And the problem is we're not having a dialogue with our transgender youth about their reproductive options. I mean, there aren't masses of people telling them it's okay to be transgender and want families.
Right.
As a matter of fact, there's a dangerous expectation, especially within the transgender community, that says if you want a sex change, you have to give up your desire to reproduce. And some of my biggest critics are transgender. The recommended protocol is to be fully considered the opposite sex. You need to do this, then this, and take hormones, have surgery, and get sterilized. And this is insanity. I can't imagine if I had access to this when I was younger, I definitely wouldn't have the family I have today.
And not just sterilization, Thomas. There's got to be side effects we don't even know about because, again, I'm always nature versus nurture. I'm a big nature proponent. You're supposed to have your puberty at 12 or 13. You know, you're supposed to have your period of girl and boys, you know, to get the goods. that's the way it is, the way it's been. That's what our animal does. So delaying that, it can't be good. It's not just sterilization. I mean, there could be all sorts of side effects that we can't even begin to understand because it's not good. Remember Yaz, that birth control pill that women could take? It's, a lot of them still take it now, where they just stop having their periods?
Yes.
And then now, like, I remember when that came out, I go, that's not good. That cannot be good to just not have a period anymore. That's crazy.
I also heard it caused severe depression, which I don't know if that had to do with not having a period. And I hate birth control, period. I hate hormones. Like, unless you have to take them, they fucked me up. So, yeah, messing with little kids with them.
That's
the blocker, I don't know what that is, if it is. But the blocker is, I mean, is that hormones, Thomas? Do you know?
I don't know how it works exactly. I know it just delays natural puberty, but I think,
how do you feel about,
you know,
that,
like Jake
part
was saying,
of it?
I think you shouldn't mess with nature. I mean, the natural course is something. I think it would rob a girl or a boy of realizing one's true self. I mean, if we're not exposed to our own natural hormones, how can we allow ourselves to fully develop into who we're meant to be? Hormones are
right.
So powerful. I mean, perhaps the natural wash of our own hormones will clarify certain ambiguities to us, you know, whether it influences our gender perception or expression or sexual orientation for other people. But one thing's for sure, everyone changes through puberty. So I think messing with that changes our destiny.
I'm so glad you called, Thomas, because
seriously,
make it a lot more clear than Jake does.
I've come a long way. I didn't.
His perspective,
I only spiraled off for a second.
Is so different. But Thomas, it makes so much sense. And to have you saying it, coming from someone who is transgender, who has.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like I'm being anti-transgender. I am as pro 100% transgender as you can get.
No.
I'm concerned for children like me, children who feel transgender and want families. And I just don't want those options taken away. We need to open up the dialogue and debate about this, and children need to be given their options. You know, if you go through the cross hormones, there's no turning back. You know, take steps. Doctors need to take steps. Freeze the eggs. Freeze the sperm. Go through your natural puberty. You know, you can transition at any point in your life, but once you make that decision, it's over.
Right.
Right, and those are very young ages to make permanent, you know, parenting decisions. You know, you're
they
going
are.
To really, you know,
no, again,
yes, and that
think
was
when
Jake's
you were 12.
Point, I'll say that. That was Jake's point. At 12, I get it. You don't get it. But no, but the parenting itself is what I didn't think of and Thomas brought up, and that's because he did do it. He did save his, you know, his organs that he needed to be able to have children just in case. And thank God he did, or he wouldn't have his three little babies.
And I didn't feel any less of a man hanging on to that equipment either. You know, I was able to fully live my life as male, look male, be a pregnant man, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And have a hotter body than Jake.
Yeah, I mean, really.
He had a hotter body than me when he was pregnant.
He did have a hotter body than me when he was pregnant.
Well, again, you know, just, I found that, I mean, it's not even the transgender issue. There's just this weird issue, the last thing I'll say before we go, where if it comes from a doctor, like if a doctor says, hey, this is what we do now, or studies show, people literally will walk their heads up to the guillotine and chop it off without even doing their own research. I see it time and time again. You know, we talked about ADD or antidepressants or these hormones. You know, when you do a little bit of research, you start seeing all these horrible side effects. And you question people, and you go, well, did you think about this? Did you think about that? And they're like, no, the doctor said this is what I needed. They said I had chemistry issues. And to me, whatever your story in life or whatever it is you're trying to get out, that's the first thing you should do. Just because a doctor tells you or recommends something or you feel a certain way, really, trust me, do your research before you put anything in your mouth. No dick jokes, anyone. Before you take any kind of pill or any kind of hormone, really think about where this is coming from, because a lot of times the doctors, they don't, you're just basically a product. You got to think how a doctor thinks. You know, they think, I'm here to manipulate, I'm here to help. They don't sit there and think, how will this affect this person emotionally? Does this work or doesn't? Am I going to go to the FDA and fight for it? They just say, look, this is shown to work in a trial, and I'm going to give it to you. And people go, okay. And it's sad. And again, there's no worse victim in all of this than an 11 or 12-year-old child. I mean, come on. We can all get behind that, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful all the people who get mad at me can get behind the fact that a 12- or 13-year-old should not be putting on any sort of drug or hormone based on how they feel. They should have to go through puberty like the rest of us, go through their shitty high school years like the rest of us, and then when they're 18 and adult, if they want to go through the change, like Thomas says, you know, at that point you can transition at any point. That is way too young to be making these kinds of decisions.
Right.
Everyone agrees?
The parents' biggest concern was physical attributes. You know,
but
like
you can transition,
having,
like Thomas, you know, you can transition any time. You know?
Right. But lessening the surgeries. I guess they're just thinking way ahead to the
well,
having
that,
actual
that's
surgery.
That's so ridiculous that, you know, it's like I've heard, oh, we'll be saving her, him, you know, tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in corrective surgery. We're not shopping at Walmart here to save a dime. We're talking about basic human reproductive rights and future legacy. You know,
right.
It's a big decision. It should be priceless on making the correct decision for your children,
right.
Not how much you're going to save on surgery.
Do you get to speak with any of these transgender youths? Do you?
I've actually spoken with the mother of the story that you reported on.
And to give her that opinion on, I don't know what you can talk about or not talk about, but to give that opinion on parenting later about having biological children?
Well, she was into promoting adoption since they had adopted that young girl. And, you know, adoption's always a great option, you know, when that person, you know, if her child decides to do that later in life, but she shouldn't be making that decision for her child now.
Right.
You know, the right to choose is huge. Abortion, everything, the right to choose not to have a child, but the right to choose to have a child is just as valid.
I agree. Well, I think we can I think we can wrap this up. Thomas, thank you for calling in. Please call in any time, not just when we're
You're
talking
welcome.
About
Thanks.
Yes, when
this.
when you make money one day, Jake, he needs to be on our team here.
Well,
he would be a great correspondent for us.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's get above 15 listeners before we get too excited.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Hey, we're doing well. People love this show. It's just me and my mom. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. We're gonna wrap it up. My wife.
Thanks,
is,
Thomas.
Downstairs, I got IKEA furniture to put together, so we know what kind of day I'm gonna have. Thank you, Thomas. Thank you, Carly. Thank you, Brody. Thank you, Eli. Thank you, Jen. Thank you, James, for filling in.
Wonderful. Anytime.
Thank you guys so much. All right. Have a good weekend. Bye.
You too. Bye.